Okay, so ever had one of those moments where you stumble across, an investment that just seems too good to be true?
Yeah, definitely. Happens all the time in this space.
Like I'm talking about those tokens promising, like 20% returns daily.
Oh, yeah, those red flags.
Yeah, almost fell for one last week, actually.
Really?
But it's moments like these that remind us why we do this deep dive,
Craggy.
Gotta navigate the crypto world carefully.
Absolutely. Got to be careful out there.
That's why we're diving into Goblin's Cash today.
Good one to look at, for sure.
They're trying to tackle this whole issue, with this new feature
Yeah.
called token warnings.
Token warnings, right? I've been seeing that.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of it all, the crypto market, but
Yeah.
Goblin's Cash, they're trying to like empower us,
Yeah. Knowledge is power, especially with crypto.
So let's unpack these token warnings a bit. When I'm, on the Goblin's Cash platform, what am I actually looking at?
Well, think of them kind of like caution signs right
Right.
there on your trading dashboard.
Okay, so visual cues, I like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So let's say you're about to buy some Bitcoin Cash.
You mean Bitcoin Cash, the BCH?
Yeah, BCH, right?
Okay, just making sure I'm following.
Or maybe you're looking at a layer two token.
And those are.
They're built on top of the main blockchain, by the way.
Right.
Goblin's Cash will actually flag potentially risky tokens before you even,
Before you buy.
before you make the trade.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's being proactive. Most platforms I've seen, they just like throw you in the deep end.
Right, sink or swim, right?
Exactly. So we talk in like just a little alert, saying, hey, this token has low liquidity, or is it more,
Oh no, it gets into the details, yeah.
okay, so like what kind of details?
Well, let's say a token, it has a smart contract.
Right, most do now.
And that contract has a known vulnerability, something that could, put your funds at risk.
Okay, yeah, that's bad.
Goblin's Cash should flag that with the warning.
Oh wow, so it's pretty specific. That's actually really helpful.
It's all about giving you the information you need right when you need it.
Right, but I mean it's on me to actually use that information, right? It's not like Goblin's Cash is making my decisions for me.
Exactly, you got it. Informed decision making, that's the key. They're very clear about that in the blog post, by the way. These warnings, they're just one data point. You got to do your own research too.
They even mentioned diversifying your portfolio, which honestly feels like a whole other deep dive.
Right, it's a big topic.
But I gotta ask, any tips on how to actually do that in the crypto space? Asking for a friend.
Sure. It's about not put all your eggs in one basket.
Right, digitally speaking, yeah.
Exactly. Don't just go all in on one token, no matter how promising it seems. Spread it out. Spread your investments across different assets.
Different assets. Okay. So like different blockchains too, or
Different blockchains even, yeah.
yeah, interesting. Okay, so Goblin's Cash gives us the warnings, but they're also saying, hey, you're responsible for your own choices.
Right. They're giving you the tools and information, but not like forcing your hand or anything.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let's say like I see a warning on a token. What else should I be doing? Like, is there anything else Goblin's Cash recommends in this blog post?
Oh yeah, they give a few more pointers. They talk about, using risk management tools.
Risk management tools, okay. Like what?
Oh, ever heard of a stop loss order?
A stop loss order? yeah, refresh my memory.
It's like setting a price floor for yourself, your own personal limit. So if the token drops below that,
I'm out.
you're out. Exactly. Automatic, you tell the platform, you say, if this thing drops below, this amount, sell it.
Okay, that's actually pretty smart. So it's like a safety net, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It can help you limit how much you could potentially lose, which is always a good thing.
Always a good thing in the crypto world.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Goblin's Cash is giving warnings, they're giving additional advice, but they're also saying, hey, do your own research.
Right. Research is key. Don't just jump into a token because it sounds cool or because someone on Twitter told you to.
So basically, don't just buy into the hype.
Exactly. Do your homework. Research the team behind the token, look at their technology, check out their road maps, see what their plans are.
And stay informed, right? Because this whole crypto landscape can change pretty darn fast.
Oh, yeah. Definitely keep up with the latest news, trends,
New
regulations.
tokens popping up every day.
Exactly. It's a fast-moving space.
Yeah.
But, that's part of what makes it so interesting.
True, true. But this whole system, these token warnings, it all hinges on Goblin's Cash being able to actually identify these risky tokens in the first place. So
Yeah.
that makes me wonder, like, what are they using to even figure that out? What criteria do their analysts look for? Now that would be a deep dive.